This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, is sounding optimistic about the ruling Conservative Party's talks with the opposition Labour Party over Brexit. This as British Prime Minister Theresa May waits for the European Union to grant her another extension in the timetable for London's departure from the bloc. Hammond was speaking in Romania.
Conversations with the Labour Party are continuing. They were continuing last night. We're expecting to exchange some more text with the Labour Party today. So this is an ongoing process, and I'm optimistic that we will reach some form of agreement with Labour. Well, that'll depend what we agree with the Labour Party, but we're holding every possibility open. So Parliament, which should be in recess now, will be sitting next week, so that if there is something for Parliament to consider, we can put it to Parliament straight away.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States cannot take in any more migrants, that the country is full. He made the comments while visiting a Border Patrol station near the U.S.-Mexico border in Calexico, California. It is a major crossing point between the two countries. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has announced sanctions on 34 vessels of Venezuela's state oil company and two companies that ship crude oil to Cuba. It is part of Washington's campaign to see the downfall of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, making way for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has the support of the United States and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's rightful leader. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the oil payments from Cuba are providing a lifeline to keep what he called the illegitimate Maduro regime afloat. The United States is acknowledging that many of its allies are ignoring warnings about possible security risks in allowing Chinese tech giant Huawei to build the next generation of high-speed 5G wireless networks. The trend is especially clear in Southeast Asia. This week, six former top U.S. military officials, including two who led the U.S. Pacific Command, issued a blunt warning of a future where a Chinese-developed 5G network could be widely adopted among America's Asian allies. After years of saber-rattling, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar has ordered his troops to march on the capital, Tripoli, escalating a conflict with Libya's internationally recognized government. Anna Bevan of Reuters has a report.
Khalifa Haftar leads forces in Libya's eastern half. His move takes the country's power struggle to a dangerous new level. Libya has been divided into two main factions since Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown back in 2011. The government in Tripoli is recognized as the legitimate government by most Western countries. The parallel administration in the east is allied to Haftar, who's backed by the UAE and Egypt. Haftar's forces call themselves the Libyan National Army. The two sides have endured years of fighting. On Friday, forces loyal to the Tripoli government said they'd taken 145 of those National Army troops prisoner and confiscated 60 vehicles. Meanwhile, Haftar has taken the city of Garayan, about 80 kilometers south of Tripoli.
That was Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan. Saudi Arabia is holding at least eight writers and activists, including two holding dual U.S.-Saudi citizenship. It is the kingdom's latest crackdown on supporters of women's rights. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the arrest of the two Americans and says it is working to provide consular assistance, including immediate access. Most of the detainees were arrested Thursday. Badir Al-Ibrahim, a writer and physician, is one of the two U.S.-Saudi nationals arrested. The other is Salah Al-Haidar, the son of Aziza Al-Youssef, an activist who was already on trial. More news at voanews.com. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News in Washington.